We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, as we are every day in the fourth hour. Some days we do the whole show. Other days, 2-3 hours, but always at least 1 hour a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm feeling good. I'm getting over that chest cold I've had the last 4 or 5 days. And we're taking your phone calls. I've covered a whole lot of issues. I mean, the private banks are saying we've taken trillions of dollars out of the Treasury, taxpayer money. We're not going to tell you who we gave it to. They're calling that transparency. They got this new Bretton Woods agreement coming up out of that framework. Lord Rothschild, the head of the Rothschild family, is in the major newspaper saying, and I'm going to show that to folks on the document cam later in the show, openly saying that they're setting up a new world order and that it's a global government, that the new world order is global government. And then I want to re-air that short clip of Alan Greenspan on the Lehr News Hour on PBS a few nights ago. What was it, Monday night? That's now Wednesday, saying that the Federal Reserve is above the law. Such a huge deal. And we got Larry Pratt joining us in about 25 minutes. But let's go to some calls right now. Jim in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex?
Hi.
Can you hear me? I think you're probably aware of Obama's use of NLP techniques in his speeches.
Yeah, you know, I'm not an expert on any one area of mind control, but I've seen the TV shows about NLP. I know it's real. And I know that clearly from the experts I've talked to in NLP, he is doing that. And then there's a lot of other mind control going on in the background, but absolutely.
Yeah, I think everybody, once they, there's an article on Roots.com right now, an examination of Obama's use of hidden hypnosis techniques in his speeches. It's like 67 pages long. But if,
yeah, we posted that a few weeks ago.
It's a must read. It's an absolute must read to understand how satanically manipulative this man is. He's very dangerous. And he's going to be, who knows what sort of tricks he's going to be playing, because you talked about this French Revolution spirit that they're trying to build in us to set off that terrible conflagration that I think Albert Pike talks about.
Yeah, and they will point the mobs of dumbed-down fluoride heads at the middle class when this revolution comes. It's not going to be against the bankers. You know, the public
Absolutely.
Thinks that somebody who's got a car and a two-bedroom house is the elite.
Or a lawyer or whatever, you know.
No, they think anybody with $5 is the elite.
Yeah, so, and another thing I wanted to know is, there's a bill on the floor of Congress right now, from what I understand of it, for a draft of people 18 to 49. You're probably aware of that too, right?
Yeah, they've been reintroducing that for the last decade under Congressman Rangel. And then he's got 50-something co-sponsors last time I checked, and people just say, we're lying, it doesn't exist, even as Barack Obama announces they want to push it.
Well, what are your plans to do when they, because you're in that age group, Alex, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm not going to be joining. I'm not anybody's slave, and I'm not going to be part of any tattletale squad. But, see, they're going to find lots of folks that want to wear black uniforms and want to spy on their neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we told you they'd have checkpoints and bus stops and trains, and now they do. You know, life will be like living in an airport with announcements about watching for terrorists, and, you know, I mean, that's the society we're going into.
Yeah, it's shocking to me that a group of all these millions of people could be convinced to vote for a man who has no accomplishments in his life, and even a cursory examination of his past shows involvement with all sorts of bad, you know, influences.
He's a puppet, and you know, it's shocking to people this could happen. And I appreciate your call. He doesn't run anything. He's a nobody. The reason he's dangerous is because, again, he's a puppet. They will blame everything the New World Order does for the next 4 to 8 years on him. Then the New World Order will get a new lease on life with a new puppet, and then we'll learn that puppet's bad because they works for the bankers and not us, and then there'll be another puppet, and then we'll have to learn that's a bad puppet, but then we'll accept the new puppet as not being a puppet, and then we'll find out they're a puppet, and then they'll give us a new person, and we'll be fooled by that and take a few years to figure out they're a puppet. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden. This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Minutes, 25 seconds into this fourth and final hour, Larry Pratt to discuss the record gun sales, smashing all previous records nationwide as people go out and buy up guns in anticipation of more gun control. But that'll come after the controlled economic implosion, the controlled rioting, the troops on the streets. See, the globalists know how to, the social engineers know how to make you beg for their tyranny. Right now, let's go back to your calls and quickly. Alex in New York, you're on the air. Welcome. Okay, we're going to let him go. Herb in Atlanta, you're on the air. Go ahead.
The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Muppets and Puppets and Demons. Oh, my. You're covering it all today, buddy. But you know something, Alex? I'm getting physically ill. Looking at all politicians, except Ron Paul. Let me say something about Ron Paul right quick. I read in an article that he made a passionate plea on the floor of the House of Representatives to get rid of the Federal Reserve System, to repeal the Federal Reserve Act.
He also called for their arrest.
Go ahead.
He also called for their arrest a month ago on this show, and the general public still not. We have to have that idea in our head. These are criminals that engineered this banking collapse. They shouldn't be given more power.
Absolutely not. I think it's utterly pathetic that these people are now claiming that they have some kind of sovereign authority that They're above the law. And all of this crap was set up during a lame duck session of Congress. I try to tell people this, yet they control everything about the U.S. economy. And you know what? That is why the, our government, as you say, is basically, corrupt and illegitimate, because the interest politicians, they are elected based on what they're willing to do for the Federal Reserve System. And I want to ask you a quick question about Barack Obama before I ask you about Rambo Emanuel. Now, do you think that they're going to, the CIA is going to somehow magically produce a copy of his birth certificate? And if they do that, what about his medical records that have been sealed?
You know, I don't know what's going to happen. In a way, whether he's an American or not, I'm not saying it's a distraction or a diversion. It's a substantive issue. But it becomes a red herring from just the issues he supports. Total banker takeover of the society, domestic drafts, police squads, tattletale squads, carbon taxes that will fully bankrupt our economy and that will make more carbon be produced because it will make all the industry go to India and China where they have no carbon restrictions. I mean, even if you believe that carbon dioxide is a deadly chemical weapon that must be banned, oh, goodness, plants breathe it, which, of course, is pure bull, but let's just say that's true, then why would you do what the government studies show would actually increase the overall output of CO2, because it'll just cause it to move to the third world nations that aren't under this. This is a tax. This is control. So that's why I'm really most against Barack Obama.
When you was talking with Jack McGlam about the FEMA preachers, he mentioned that when the government goes after, I want you to hear me very well, when the government goes after the Second Amendment, then that's when they will get their war for the damn republic. Now, it's time to have Jack McGlam back on, because now this is exactly what these profligate, illegitimate demons are talking about through this Rambo Emanuel. Who gave him this name? The name Emanuel means God with us. We got a dressed up demons amongst us, Alex, as far as these politicians are concerned. That's my honest assessment.
Yeah, Rahm Emanuel means high with God, or in the high place with God. I appreciate your call, sir. I want to go through some news here in a minute and also show it to you here on the document cam, but we'll do that later. Let's continue with your calls right now. Let's talk to Michelle in British Columbia. You're on the air. Okay. These callers call in and they drop right off. Aaron in Hawaii, you're on the air.
Hi there, Alex.
Hi.
I really appreciate what you're doing. You give me a lot of incentive to contact the senators and the reps here in Hawaii and trying to explain to them what is going on. My husband and I called and we're completely against the bailout. And basically, we're just talking to their aides. I've got different reactions depending on which office. Everything from screaming back at me and hanging up on me to one of them saying that they will personally call me back on the 17th. Just trying to let them know, let my neighbors know here, that we know what's going on, that all of this has been engineered. They want to take away our sovereignty. It's frightening. And here in Maui, it was very strange, you know, because Obama, you know, supposedly was born over on Oahu. And it's real funny because Governor Lingle here sealed his birth, supposedly sealed his birth records. And supposed to remain that way until after the election. However, the issue just seemed to have been forgotten about. Even locally here. And then I heard that the Kenyan government also was sealing things because possibly he was really born in Kenya.
Yes, they've been sealing and hiding it and acting very, very suspicious, which is which is never a good sign, is it?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. There's no reason for the governor to seal something like that. You know, just the fact that she said they were sealing it is really, to me, an admission that he really isn't a citizen. The private school that he went to, Oahu here, I forget the name of it. It's in Hawaiian, but Hanaho, I think. It's like $15,000 a year. You know, how could his family have afforded, you know, if he was a single mom on food stamps and this and that, afford to go to a place like that?
The guy is a foundation creation from day one. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. We're going to take more calls coming up, and we're going to have Larry Pratt on with us, but it was good to hear from you, Aaron, in Hawaii. Here's that Bloomberg report I talked about yesterday. Fed defies transparency aim and refusal to identify bank loans. Then it says $2 trillion of emergency loans from American taxpayers and the troubled assets the central bank is accepting as collateral. And they're just saying it's secret. But everybody keeps talking about $700 billion. That's a distractionary amount that they are talking about there. So they are really throwing this in our face. Here's one. This was reported in the German and Austrian newspapers. The University of Veterinary Medicine in Vienna did a study with mice and found that it sterilized them and lowered their birth weights and caused all sorts of problems with just one type of Monsanto maize. So I wanted to show that to everybody who's watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. The headline there, of course, is genetically modified maize lowers fertility in mice, study finds. This is one of the big newspapers over in the United Arab Emirates. It's the National. And they had a big global meeting on the future of banking there last week, or over the weekend, and guess who was there? This guy, Baron David Rothschild, the head of the Rothschild Bank. The Rothschilds have helped the British government since financing Wellington's army to fight the French in 1815. That's actually when they bankrupted it by design. And they actually admit that in the article and say that this guy basically runs world banking. Then they have him bragging about how they're setting up a new world order, world government out of this crisis. The first barons of banking is that headline for everybody out there that wants to check it out. And then you can open it up to the second page, and it gets into the new world order. It gets into global government. It's all right there in the article for anybody that that wants to read it. It's all there for the people that want to see it. So there's that report. Continuing, Russia is rejecting U.S. missile proposals. And that's out of Reuters. Now, the United States and NATO have moved all sorts of weapon systems and systems to shoot down Russian missiles right up against their border in Poland, Czechoslovakia, Ukraine, Georgia. And NATO admits in its doctrine, that was a good move there. I'm still got a cold here a little bit, folks, so bear with me. We're going to go ahead and punch this up on screen. Here you go. Russia rejects U.S. missile proposal. The Kremlin on Wednesday rejected U.S. Proposals aimed at easing concerns over a missile defense system in Europe and said it would try again to resolve the fight once Barack Obama is in the White House. Russia says the planned U.S. system will threaten its national security and that the administration of George Bush, which leaves office in January, has failed to allay its concerns. And then they, in an asinine fashion, come out and say that it's for Iran. It's to fight terrorists. So they're just stirring up wars with Russia. By the way, Barack Obama has announced that he's going to have lobbyists in his administration and donors. That was all lies, and he's not getting rid of Guantanamo Bay, and he's not getting out of Iraq, and he's not getting rid of torture, and he's not getting rid of warrantless wiretapping.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
All right, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones, your host, going out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the internet. Don't forget the free podcast downloaded by over 105,000 people a day and growing Monday through Sunday. Only day off is Saturday. Free podcast 6 days a week. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want. Very thankful to all the listeners and people that love liberty and hate tyranny. Okay, got a lot of callers here, and I got my call list scrambled earlier. Who's been holding the longest here, John? Okay, Michelle, NBC. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hope you're feeling better. And I've been awakened to all this only for about 6 months, and I'm 43 years old. I should have had this information much sooner in my life. Anyways, I also want to mention I just recently subscribed to your show. I've bought some of your videos. I'm planning on buying more for Christmas. This will be my Christmas gift to people. But what I wanted, one thing I wanted to ask you about is up here, Canadians tend, I don't know, they think that the Bank of Canada is controlled by the government of Canada. And in the research I've done, back in, I think it was 72, all of that was turned over to the same thugs. Actually, Mark Carney is the governor of the Bank of Canada, who served as director for Goldman Sachs.
Yes, the Bank of Canada has governmental power, but its profits are private. And it is a private chartered bank, just like in 1913, our Federal Reserve, our parasite, you know, it's like my cancer. You know, I talk about it possessively. It's not our military. It's not our police. It's the New World Orders. I'm not saying they're individually bad, but the system itself is evil. So I have to semantically myself reprogram myself to really use proper terms. But the Federal Reserve is private. And the Bank of England is private. The Bundesbank is private. And it is the same families that own it. It's the Dutch, the British royalty, the Rothschilds. It's less than 20 families that own the shares in these. Let me play you, in case you missed it in the first hour, I said I'd play this again. This is two nights ago, Lehrer News Hour. This is Alan Greenspan saying, but saying it's a good thing, that the Federal Reserve isn't under Congress, the president. It is an agency unto itself with no oversight, as if that is the American way. No checks and balances. Here it is.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place, and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with presidents.
All right. Amazing spin. Implying with semantics it's federal, but never saying it. And then saying that as long as government has no oversight, as long as government has no say, the Fed is legitimate. You can go watch the whole clip online. It's like 5 minutes. But I mean, it's a private group. They control the issuance of currency and liquidity and credit. They can cut it off, then terrorize the Congress into giving their private banks trillions of dollars, and then they tell us, we said you could look at what we did, but we're not going to tell you anything we did. It's all secret. So it's a new level of corruption, Michelle.
Alex, I get that, and it sounds like a lot of Americans are starting to get that. The issue for me is Canadians just aren't buying it. Like I'm fully aware of this, and when I post comments on CBC.ca, you know, there'll be like 10 pages of replies and only about three posters there so you can see get it. And I'm
well, that's because they're invested in the system. They're in denial. They're invested in the system. They don't want to admit bad people are robbing them. And so they just say it's not true. But as things get worse and worse, they are going to remember what you said in British Columbia, Michelle. They are going to remember what I said in Austin, Texas. They're going to remember what people said in London and Germany and Japan and Russia and Mexico. And there are more people taking action. I appreciate your call. So just continue on warning them. They're going to laugh, but later they're going to remember. Now, I keep meaning to plug this, and by plug it, I mean I want to just commend these guys. There are so many 9/11 truth groups, so many We Are Change groups, so many groups doing yeoman's work of getting involved, confronting politicians, getting out there and educating people, getting out there and getting off their butts and turning the tide. And We Are Change San Antonio, we posted some of their videos yesterday, the persecution they're going through. I want to salute those three young men down there in San Antonio, Texas. Great job. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
More and more guerrilla media taking place. Somebody put out 1.5 million fake New York Post papers. That's been a big organization with the headline, Iraq War Over, Bush Arrested. And it's those type of things that will shock people out of their catatonic state. Getting my films, my books, my videos, the materials we carry, getting them out to people, making copies of them, other materials, other information, starting your own local radio show, starting a website, a blog, an audio blog, a video blog, fighting for internet freedom. In fact, let's punch up the PrisonPlanet.tv document cam. I want to show folks shots of the New York. It was the New York Times. The guys were telling me about it during the break, reading me the headline. They told me the New York Post for some reason. It's the New York Times, so that's why I ran in and told you about this. But here it is. The New York Times, Iraq War Ends. And they've got, again, all these other fake headlines there. Let's read some of them here. It says, Nation sets its sights on building sane economy. Treasury announces true cost tax plan. Popular pressure bolsters recent progressive It's so small I can't read all of it in the screenshot of it, but ex-secretary apologizes for WMD scare. So it goes on and on. This is obviously from a liberal bent, which you're not going to get from Barack Obama. You're going to get more wars, more corporate looting. He's saying he's now going to have lobbyists in his administration. He's saying that torture is going to continue. He's saying Guantanamo is going to stay open for now. The troops are going to stay there for 18 months before he looks at it again. He's saying wiretapping will continue. In fact, it's all over the news here today. Obama's bailout bunch brings us more of the same. That's out of Bloomberg Financial today. And that's exactly what he's doing. Most in AP poll, confident Obama will fix economy. But I went and looked up the actual poll, not just the AP article. I went and looked it up by the folks that did it. They only asked registered Republicans and Democrats who had voted in the election. And so, you know, that's 30, 40% of the public, well, almost 40% of the public that didn't vote. They didn't ask them. But 70% believe Obama will try to fix the economy. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Now, if you research into this more, the majority of the public think the economy is going to get worse. So that's the thing with polls. You've got to look at them from different angles. Here's an Inter Press Service report. Obama's foreign policy, no sharp break from Bush. As more companies seek aid, where do the bailouts stop? Well, we haven't had real bailouts of U.S. companies or actual manufacturing or people's mortgages. And I'm against it, by the way, it's socialism. This isn't even socialism. This is just foreign banks looting us of over $2 trillion. But I'm going to shut up about that and go to Larry Pratt for just one segment because we've had record gun sales in the country, breaking all of the instant background check records, the FBI says. Gun shops everywhere are almost sold out or sold out. Most types of semi-autos that Obama wants to go after are there. But I thought we'd get Larry Pratt on just briefly to talk about what the real threat is and how they're going to do this by stealth. And then where Barack Obama and his chief of staff really do stand on the Second Amendment. He wants a 500% tax on firearms. So if a gun costs $100, they would add, $500 on it. They want to ban 50 cals. They want to restrict 308, 223. So they've said that they want to shut down gun shows. They are coming for your guns. They've got to stage a mass shooting first or hype one up. But Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, thank you for having me. I think you're absolutely correct. And in many ways, I would imagine Obama being a Marxist thug right out of Chicago politics, not to mention his Kenya connections, is going to go for it. He's going to go for a lot of different things, not speaking of guns at the moment. Especially, I would imagine, he's going to go after changing further the voting rules to further keep his group of Marxists in power.
Now, again, the bankers put him in because the bankers, as Carol Quigley and others said, they like Marxists because they'll destroy the middle class, the competition of the elite, and hand all that money and power and real estate over to them. And so if you really look at what he's doing, he's coming after the middle class. His carbon tax will destroy the middle class.
That'll produce poverty and unhappiness. And by changing the voting rules, they will be able to contain any voting uprising that might occur. People standing in line all day for a loaf of bread, all we have to do is look at Soviet Union, Cuba, other places. They don't have time to plan an election campaign or anything else.
Yeah, I know you're a student. I mean, you're a best-selling author and a student of history. Explain to people that communists aren't stupid. They always want to steal the wealth. They know that making you poor is a way to control you. Tell them about it.
This has been a pattern that we have seen, and I've had to conclude they really do know what they're doing. It is a control technique. Communism, socialism is not an economic theory. It's a political theory on how to rule, on how to maintain a monopoly of power. Now, obviously, guns being controlled by the government is part of it. But frankly, I think they're going to have us on our knees before they do something bold like even renewing the Clinton gun ban.
Exactly. They're not going to try to bring in troops to the streets, that they're all set up and locked and loaded until the economic system causes riots and degradation, and then the public will beg for it.
Will applaud. Exactly correct. I think that's exactly the scenario that they would seek. And all we have to do is look either in Rules for Radicals to see what his communist mentor, not a live mentor, but he read him, Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals, or look at the way he collaborated with the takeover in Kenya, a power-sharing arrangement that had no constitutional basis, but the victor in the election felt it was the only thing he could do to stop the mayhem, the killing of Christians in Kenya.
And it turns out that Obama advised Odinga, and that's been documented in the emails, it's even mainstream news,
yes,
on how to stage riots and kill people. So this guy isn't playing games. And
no,
he's going to have the youth corps, the million man spy army, now admitted back in the, I mean, we're talking about hellish.
So look for something to go through before his first 2 years that says that for a federal election, you have to allow for Election Day registration. Of course, amnesty will produce a lot of new Democrat voters, and they might even go so far as to bring statehood for Puerto Rico and D.C., which means four new socialist senators right there. That gives them closer and closer to a defeat-proof majority. It may be that a majority of the country will be opposed to them, but you won't be able to register that effectively in an acorn-driven election with all the new rules. And so then gun owners can, we're going to be faced very likely with the prospect of the rules being changed, the BATFE, the Federal Gun Police, marching even worse than they are again now under Bush against not only individual owners, but stores. And as you mentioned, gun shows, I think, will be the first legislative item up because the NRA has supported that. It was John McCain's legislation. It ultimately failed because they got greedy and had too many other things on it. But if they kept it to a pure gun show bill, they could get that through about any time they wanted.
And what they want to stop is private sales. And the way they write these is a citizen won't be able to even sell one to his neighbor. That gives the BATF a end to go after their favorite target, the law-abiding citizen who wants it for self-defense. That's who they love to throw the book at, not the real criminals. And so then they can really start going after people, seizing whole gun collections to, quote, track where they were bought. You don't have a receipt for that. Just hellish control.
And we know it's not going to bother criminals. They've got this and more in England, and all they've gotten for their trouble is almost now three times the number of illegal guns in the country as were there when they confiscated them at the beginning of 1997. So we are looking at a really bad ride, and I think this guy is dedicated enough to power. He's no Bill Clinton, who at least had the quote-unquote redeeming virtue of having, extracurricular interest. This guy's all business. He is a hardcore, hate-filled Marxist who really hates Western civilization and America in particular. And
his wife and he have said that. He is focused. He wants to destroy the middle class. He loves the internationalists. He loves the bankers. He hates this country. There's no doubt about that. These internationalists, they hate the free market, and they can't wait. They can't. I mean, they say it on NPR, the spoiled, rotten consumers, the Americans, the carbon tax will teach you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And even though
misery it's going to cause poor folks to, quote, bankrupt the coal plants and tax everything that's energy related to carbon. I mean, this is hellish. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, to them, it doesn't matter that they will kill the productive engine of the United States and probably the West. They know that they will always be able to live well. Look at what's the guy's name in Korea, Kim Il-sung or something like that.
Oh, funny you mentioned him. Let me play a clip of him first. Come in with Kim Jong-il introducing Hans Blix. Here it is.
Hey, paid off. Hans Blix, what is all to come?
Hans Blix? Oh, no! Oh, hi, Ralph. Great to see you again, Hans.
Mr. Earl, I was supposed to be allowed to inspect your palace today, and your guards won't let me into certain areas.
Hans, we've been through this a dozen times. I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, okay,
Hans? All right.
Okay, Hans. Hey, how you like them?
I'm sorry, just a little bit of joking here. I meant to play that earlier. I'm not sad he's had a second stroke, and that piece of filth who's murdered millions of his own people is probably going to die soon. But sorry, Larry, go ahead.
Well, it hasn't stopped him, even though he's destroyed the middle class. They hardly produce anything in North Korea. He lives perfectly luxuriously, or has, at least in the past, until his present illness. And that's the way socialists think. They look at economics as distribution. To the extent they believe their own propaganda, they kind of like Michelle Obama saying, well, we got to take a piece of your pie and give it to somebody else who needs it more. It never occurs to them that the pie is going to be gone and there won't be anything to distribute, but they don't care because they will have attained power, total control for a very long period of time in so doing. And of course they're going to come after the guns, but they're going to come after the guns someday when we're standing in line. I was talking to a guy from Bolivia. They're having terrible times down there. They have to get in line about 1 in the morning if they want a loaf of bread later in the day.
Hans, we've been through this a dozen times.
Well, that's what these control freaks do, Larry Pratt, as you know, over and over again. I mean, that's like Unidire said on July 7, 2000. They said we must disarm the civilians to have the power monopoly of the state. To them, they understand that independent people that are middle class are the enemy, and it's the lower classes dumbed down working for socialism that give the power structure to the elite to destroy the middle class. Again, this is so central. Please continue.
So, you know, if we're standing in line waiting for a loaf of bread since 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, they can come by our house and collect the guns. We won't even be there. So that's metaphorically or figuratively, that's how it's going to be done.
Yeah, you won't even have a house to be able to buy guns or shoot them or have a culture.
I have to accept the point. You're right. There will be, and it may not happen right away. You can look at South Africa. It's been happening little by little, but very steadily for a number of years since the communists took over the African National Congress. That's what's coming.
And by the way, they allow selective gangs in South Africa and other countries to kill and murder other African tribes, groups of whites, whites killing other whites, and it's left alone. I've seen two different videos, and I'm not in a bashing fest here, folks, but if a gay guy got punched in the face and had something taken away and stomped, say a rainbow flag, it'd be international top news. In California, a group of protesters stormed a church, tore things apart, chanted against Jesus, and then on video, punch an old lady in the face, grab her cross away on news cameras, beat her up, and the news, it's up on Infowars.com, says, well, there was a scuffle today. So, again, they're going to allow their people...
And both sides were probably saying hateful things, I'm sure.
No, they weren't. But the point is that they're going to allow selective thugism.
Exactly. Exactly. And they will actually blame the victim by saying it was the church that was speaking hateful stuff. And so that's why those poor homosexuals were provoked to do what they did. That's the world we're rapidly becoming part of. I mean, we've been dealing with a media that was skewered for some time. They try to make it seem as if we're in the middle of a big crime wave when we are not, but that's the way they can always sell gun control. Like you say, every time there's a big shooting, that's the next opportunity for grabbing some more guns.
Well, Larry Pratt, the silver lining here that I want you to speak to in closing is that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we were in trouble. They were advancing. Now they're advancing covertly with manufacturing, lawsuits, importation restrictions, buying up all the ammo. But they're not advancing overtly anymore. And that's why Handgun Control and others have said, well, we'll just brainwash your kids. They brag, we've got your kids. I've seen them brag and say that. So the good news is these bastards are having to go more covert now because we're winning the fight for the hearts and minds.
Well, I hope that's right. And if it is, we may find that we're going to have to switch to satellite radio. You're already there, of course. But these guys could even come after the Internet through a treaty with the UN. There are so many stealth ways. We've only scratched the surface.
Oh, I forgot to bring that up. Stay with us on the speaking of the Internet. We won't be on the AM and FM dial and shortwave. But during this three-minute break, just for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and hundreds of thousands listening on the web and on the podcast, explain how they may try a UN treaty to do that, Larry Pratt. But before we end this segment, give people the website and toll-free number to find out more.
Gun Owners is at gunowners.org on the web. That's the best way to get us, gunowners.org. You can join there. You can get on our email alert, which is a freebie, gunowners.org.
And you've also got the Bitter Clinger T-shirt, which we'll talk about behind the scenes right now for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Please stay with us, and then I'll be back in the final segment for everybody else.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in Internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
About a minute and a half, the show's almost over. But before we do that, Larry, at the state level, at the county level, at the federal regulatory level, what are some of the biggest hot spots right now, some of the most dangerous threats to the Second Amendment briefly, and then some of the good spots, some of the places where we're reclaiming our basic human right to self-defense?
I would say one of the most important things that we have to do in the area of reclaiming is to get what we would call Katrina laws, laws that prohibit the confiscation of guns from people during an emergency I mean, unless they're committing a crime. But if they're just walking down the street with a shotgun...
Yeah, you can't have emergency decrees to take people's guns.
And if they do it, and just making it illegal won't stop them, because you hardly ever hear of police officers being prosecuted. But if you do what was done at the federal level, thanks to Senator Vitter and then Representative Jindal, and if you do it at the state level, as they have done in Utah, you make it so that if those guns are confiscated, in spite of the law, that you can, the victim can bring a personal lawsuit, meaning that the police department or whatever does not pay for the guy's legal expenses. And if he loses and there's a monetary settlement against him, because these will be civil suits, he has to pay it out of his own pocket. There goes his home. There goes his savings. There goes his retirement.
Yeah, we've got to punish people that violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and then also gives police a law to say no to their superiors or to the governor or somebody else if they try that. Larry Pratt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
I forgot one quick question. Is it encouraging to see record gun sales?
Yes, I think it is, because that I know it's bringing new people into the fold. I've had calls from people who say, well, I've never owned a gun, but, ladies typically, but what kind of gun should I have?
It's a good cultural revolution. I know a lot of liberals buying guns. They are waking up and realizing and understanding it's a very special, precious thing. Larry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You bet. There goes Larry Pratt, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to end this transmission. We had a bunch of big guests on. Of course, Gary Franchi about the protest against the Federal Reserve all over the country, Alan Watt and others. That's coming up at the very end of the show. I'm getting over my cold, so the radio show is getting back on track. Before we end the broadcast, I do want to encourage everybody to listen to me very carefully and to start being self-sufficient, not just with firearms, but with storable foods. And the place to do that with the best storable foods available for the price, freeze-dried and dehydrated, is eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633. With all the craziness and the upheaval going on in the world, it is more important than ever to be self-sufficient. It is more important than ever to not count on the government or anybody else. And this is high-quality food that lasts more than 10 years in climate-controlled, 10 years in non-climate-controlled. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. This is insurance you can't afford to not have. 800-409-5633. Call and get a free brochure. Call and learn about the great food packages they've got from 2 months up to 5 years. 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Big giant banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then, of course, Akola Blue. It's so cool. I hope you check out their whole line of products. They don't just have these neat atmospheric water generators there. They have a lot of other products, solar panels, you name it. But just check them out, EcolaBlue.com, E-C-O-L-O, Blue.com. They manufacture them. They've got them. They've got them in stock. A lot of these atmospheric water generators are sold out, folks. They have them. EcolaBlue.com. We have one right here in the office. I'm drinking it right here. In fact, put me on TV here real fast. Look. That's 866-585-4044, or EcolaBlue.com. Check them out. Rebroadcast starts now. Thanks to all the listeners and affiliates and sponsors.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.